a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I want to squash some beef. I want to talk beef squashing.
Stop saying beef squashing. And it's not a term.
Don't mean when you sit down too fast. Oh, gosh. Adjust myself there. Squash beef.
Disgusting.
Now,
beef squashing.
You may not be aware of this. I certainly wasn't aware of this.
Okay.
But Nick Kyrgios, right? Yeah. Currently injured.
Sure.
Standard.
Okay.
He's 28.
Yeah.
And he's been on the sidelines for the best part of the year dealing with knee and wrist injuries. Mm. Okay. Weird that he would have wrist injuries.
What are you doing at the after parties, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's always a lot of... You know when the DJ's like, okay, get down low. And you're like, all right, well, everyone's doing it. I better, even though my knees are sore.
And then
you got to jump up and pump your wrist. I imagine that's how he's doing
it. Okay, so it's a get down low and then jump and then pump your wrist. That's the synergy there. So apparently back in 2014, right, he lost at Wimbledon. First set of his third round, came back to win. Oh, so he won the match, but he lost his first. What? Anyway, after
didn't he get to the finals?
I don't care.
Yeah, and he lost.
Anyway, at the end of the match, he said today he was talking about what he listened to pre-match.
Oh.
And he said today it was a bit of rap.
Yeah. He's a rap guy.
And then I came out really flat.
Oh.
So hopefully I won't listen to that again. It was actually this guy. Put your phone out, gotta hit them angles. Put your phone out, snapping like you Fabo. And you sure know, but it's all right. Now, is this just an excuse for me to play nice for what?
Shut up.
Yeah. Absolutely it is, yes. So he said, it was actually Drake didn't do the job for me.
Yeah, and you can't really say that when you're a celebrity and you're rolling in the celebrity world, can you?
No, exactly.
Because they're going to hear it. It's not like us talking about Drake. He's never going to hear it.
That's right. So, anyway, so he goes, so then Drake heard about it, obviously. And he was like, oh, I want to meet this guy that says he lost because he listened to my music.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right. I want to meet that guy, look him in the eye and see exactly who he is as a man and size him up and then chop him right down.
Whoa.
Nick, whatever his name is, because he didn't win. So now that's how he's going to be remembered. Nick, whatever his name is.
Oh.
Also, Kyrgios, if you read it, hard to pronounce, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So I reckon that could have been an issue there.
Is that why he's rolling with my wrist is sore gear? Oh, I'd come at you, bro, but unfortunately I got this half-cast situation.
Ah, right, yeah. Well, so this is back in 2014. Anyway, just the other day, Nick has shared on his Insta stories some DMs, and you can't actually see whether they're old DMs or whether this is a new thing.
Okay.
But it's Drake messaging him, cold messaging him, going, when you said I was trash, it hurt me because you're really my fave player.
Oh, you know what I love about Drake?
What?
He's just all emotions. He's like a rap guy, but he's all emotions.
And then, Kyrgios goes, haha, I didn't say you are trash. I love your music, my bro. Hope you are good.
Okay.
And then he goes... And then Drake says, we will link up soon. Speedy recovery, my guy. So maybe it was a recent inbox because he's injured at the moment. But then again, Nick Kyrgios always injured.
Yeah.
So here's what I say. Look, if Nick Kyrgios and Drake can do it, if they can meet in the middle and find a common ground and, you know, be done with all the hate, then I would like to extend that same invitation to this guy.
The beef with Macklemore.
I want to squash the beef with Macklemore.
And that's because Kalia went to a gig.
We all went to a gig and it was an amazing gig. And I've never said he was trash. What I have said is he's overly charming. And
I don't know.
I never said he was.
You've always followed up with, but.
But I hate him.
I hate that guy.
I hate
because Kalia said he's so charismatic and he's so talented, and you're like,
she
right.
She talked about it for weeks afterwards.
Right.
So still, if you ask her, Macklemore, amazing.
See, the difference is, once again, in the nicest way possible, I'm going to say this, you're no one. To me, you're someone.
Thank you.
To him, it's not a Drake Kyrgios situation.
I'm so confused. What do you mean? I know. Mac as I like to call you.
Mm.
That's one of the things I call him.
He does not care.
Okay, good to know.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Macklemore and I are basically the same guy.
You're not.
Sure, Tom.
Sure. Okay, he's a bit taller. I'll give you that.
Okay.
He's 5'11" and you're 5'12".
11 also. 5'12". 5'12" is not a thing.
I know, hence the joke.
Sick burn. Mate. Sick burn.
Thanks for mansplaining it to me.
All right.
Sick burn. Anyway.
Do you know what's even better is that I can just turn off your microphone like that. She's gone. What do you got for us next, Log? I'll turn your mic back on there, buddy. She's protesting. Ooh. Look at those lips like a cat's bum. Meow.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. I really wanna
know. What TV theme? What TV theme? What TV theme?
We actually played this Bieber song the other day and I was singing
what
along.
What TV theme?
Can you stop talking over it?
I'm not.
What TV theme?
Talking over it.
You disrespect it.
What TV theme?
No, I don't. Better make up
your mind. What TV theme?
I give it the exact amount of respect it deserves.
The game is What TV Theme. In case you missed that, it does what it says on the tin. I'm going to play themes from TV shows. You guys need to guess what show the theme song came from. It's a best of three arrangement. Your names are your buzzers. Go.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Good. All right, here we go. Question number one, tell me what TV theme is this?
Lingy.
Ah, Lingy!
And that would be Mr. Squiggle.
Yes! Yes! He's got a point!
How did you do it,
Lingy? I don't know how I did it!
Like 6 weeks!
Takes an early lead.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't think it was possible.
I know.
I didn't even tell you had to be quick.
No, I know. Oh, so good. Feels so good. And to be the blackboard, hurry up.
All right. Right in your wheelhouse, though, to be fair.
You are unreal.
That was quick. I know. Just got in ahead of your log.
All right, here we go. 1 point to Cameron Ling. This is a good round of What TV Theme. Question number two. What show is this from?
It's Rake.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, well done.
What is Rake?
It's an amazing show.
It's an Aussie show.
It's so good. Okay. You should watch it. Sure.
Were you telling me about Rake?
No.
Oh, I put it in there because I thought Lingy was telling me.
Oh,
about
I know you're favouring Loggy. Oh, you've been working with her longer, so I'm going to favour her.
Hey, there's plenty of Loggy to go around.
See how I say things and he just doesn't listen? All right, that's 1 point apiece. Oh, my God, tiebreaker. This has never happened in TV theme history.
What will happen?
Okay. I've got one that's a twisty one. Neither of you may get, which we could have, but
that's
I've got a. Okay, here we go. Question number three for the win. What TV show is this? Look at Loggy's head. She knows, don't you?
Go on, Log. Have the glory.
Is it? Is it the show with Mrs. Bouquet?
Nah, you always, whenever it's a song like this, you always go for that. Keeping Up Appearances is the one you're thinking of.
It sounds
very of that era, of that ilk, not only in sort of television history, but like where it was made and that kind of thing, but also when it was on our TV.
Okay.
Is it like Carnation Street or something?
No, no.
What about,
Coronation Street.
And that's not it.
Is it what's that song? Hello, Who's Next? What's that TV show? Hello, Who's Next?
No. So,
Thank you, sir.
No, so Michael Crawford was in this show. Very funny. If I said to you,
yeah,
Betty,
Mothers, some mothers do have them.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got there.
You thought I was going to get that?
Mate,
you've
got the face
of it. Wildest dreams, you thought I was going to get that.
You've got two things that you know: old songs and old other stuff. And that's an old show. All right, that's the win for Log. Well done, mate.
Oh, one of the big upsets in history. Log's knocked me off in what TV theme?
All right, it returns next week. But don't forget, the biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Went to fill up with some petrol yesterday.
Important.
And God, it's just... You see the money ticking over and you're like, wow, I just...
You see the money ticking over and the litre's not going up that much at all.
And it's just like, it's literally, it was like $90 for me to fill up. Mm. And I was like, for God's sake.
How motivated are you to get exactly on the dollar?
Nah, not anymore. Yeah. Not with my card now. Back in the day,
I was an 18-year-old, just got your P's type of thing, I reckon.
God, I'm weirdly like focused on it.
I used to be really annoyed when I'd pay my card and they'd say, "Oh, it's $19.02," and I'm like, "No, hang on, it's $19." Like, you would round down, wouldn't you? If I was paying cash,
oh no, mate,
it's $19. Yeah, I know, but anyway, not getting bogged down in that. Did you have a story?
No.
Sorry. Oh no, your face. Oh, sorry. I thought I
know. I was just asking about the. Yeah. No, yeah. I'm just weirdly focused on getting it right on the dollars.
Yeah, that's okay.
Why are you both looking at me?
No, I don't know. Do you know what it's like to have to fill your own cup? Anyway,
he's electric. He's gone EV.
Oh, he has. Yeah. What's it like to have a Powerwall in your head? Anyway, we won't get bogged down in that.
Do you fill up your own? Does the pilot fill up the jet, or do you fill up the jet?
Don't get bogged down in these things, you two.
Well, you two, every time I fill up with petrol, do you know what I think about?
What?
I always think about the people that can fill up with the pump and somehow they can make the pump keep going even though they let go. Because my hands are claws, right? So I don't have a lot of hand strength.
Oh, you like there's the little clicking mechanism.
There's a latch.
How the hell do you use it? Every time I think about it and I'm like, I try. I'm like, I hold the handle, I flick the latch back, I let it go, it stops. And then I think, oh, maybe I've got to flick the latch, then pull up the handle. It doesn't work. How the hell do you do that? How do you do it?
It's a secret you don't give away. Mm. Like, well, I'm not going to give that out for free.
Why?
Like, that's one of, like, almost like the stonemasons, the Freemasons, sort of one of those
secret
things.
So it's not like a known thing?
No, it's handed down from generation to generation.
Okay. Do you know how to do it?
No, I've never been brave enough to try.
Do you honestly know how to do it, Lingy, or you're just kind of
confirm or deny if I know.
He's never done it.
He's never done it either.
I've got very strong wrists, so I don't need to worry about it.
Right, Tommy
Hemsworth. What a humble brag. Greg from Wallington's given us a call. Morning, Greg.
Good morning, guys.
Do you have the secret?
Yeah.
Oh, I do have the secret. Now, it is a very, very strong secret, but I'm going to divulge it to you guys. But you must keep it a secret, though.
Okay.
Okay, well, you are on air, but good. Just in case you weren't aware.
This man doesn't understand radio. That's fine. Let's all just go with it.
No one listens anyway, Craig, you're fine.
Okay. All righty, you ready for this?
Yep.
So where your little clicky thing is on the back, you'll find there's a couple of little holes running down the back of the handle. I think it's the back of the handle.
Yeah.
And what you've got to do is you've got to take something like a little pin or a little nail, and you can put that through that hole.
Oh.
And as the clicker thing goes down, it'll lock onto that, and it'll stay operating. It'll stay pumping.
That sounds...
So it's as simple as that.
That sounds like a Zoolander... style thing,
like petrol fight,
where all of a sudden, I mean, if it doesn't do it on its own, then I don't want to force it.
Will it still switch off, Greg? Then if you've jammed it open with a nail,
no, it does switch off. But
okay,
they have removed that little pin for the safety side of things because. Just in case it doesn't click off and you do overfill.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So it's
must reidify that.
Right, so it's from years gone by. I'm just being nostalgic.
Back when service station attendants used to fill it for you.
Oh, that was service.
That is your daily regime, Cameron.
He brings his own stuff.
You might find on some of the bowsers, on the little flat bit on the bowser, you might find a little pin sitting there every now and again.
Oh, lucky me.
There for you.
Okay.
Greg's old school, though. Greg, you sound like you're old school, mate. None of this snowflake business. Worried about fuel sort of overflowing all over. Oh, I got a bit on my pants and now it's on my face. Thanks for the tip, I think. We obviously can't recommend anybody does any of that gear.
Do not do any of that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You guys give me such a hard time.
Oh,
do we?
You just really, I mean, badgering is one word that people have used.
Yeah, sort of for you against us, or
as in you guys, just a lot of badgering of me.
Yeah,
and you don't invite it upon yourself.
Absolutely not,
Tom Hemsworth.
So I mean, there's a bloke, and he's out there trying to sort of get fit so he can keep up with his kids and sort of be around.
It's got nothing to do with the kids.
As long as he can. Hey,
nothing to do with the kids.
Regardless, I've gone back to the gym and. And I'm exercising and sort of...
Getting ripped.
Yeah. Super ripped.
Meanwhile, Grimace and Cal over here are...
Hang on.
Who's that?
Yeah. Now turn on each other. Go. Yeah, get him. Get him.
No.
Stick strong.
So you guys are over here...
It's not... Just so you know...
Throwing stones.
It's not the gym part we're throwing stones. It's the fact that since you've started at the gym, you've started buying smaller and smaller shirts.
I have not. Oh, how many shirts do you think I buy?
A lot.
I just wear the same stuff. It's just that I was smaller before.
Every time our workday guy, Bowden, DJ Bowden, goes somewhere, all of a sudden he's coming back with these bars, power bars, power sauce, big tubs of whey. Yeah. And
can you
stuff.
Get me some protein, man? You got the good protein
hookup.
You
hook got
hookup. Get me the hookup.
Do you take photos of yourself in the mirror at the gym?
Save $10. No, I do not. Why would I? Hey, have you ever seen me post anything on socials?
I never said post.
Not music related. Have a look through my phone. Actually, no, you don't want to see that. But I've never once, because I'm not that guy, right?
And have you ever gone into the Westfield change rooms at Myer and utilised their 8 mirrors?
Not on purpose. I did tell you that I saw
and
that.
And said, check out these gains on my back.
No, but I can see my back properly. And if you do want to see your back properly, go into Myer's, the change rooms. So the reason we talk about me going to the gym quite a bit is because you guys give me so much such a hard time about it, and you throw me under the bus all the time on the show. Now, this week, because I signed up, yes, I told you, I signed up for the Chris Hemsworth fitness app because it's like having a personal trainer, but I don't have to pay for it. So that's fine.
But you do have to pay for it.
Well, it's like $90 for a year, man. Okay. It's amazing, right? Yeah. So anyway, so this has been really good, and now all of a sudden you guys are calling me like Chris Hemsworth or whatever. So I thought, here's what we do. What? Go on.
Tom Hemsworth.
Whatever. Here's what we do.
I don't remember calling you Chris Hemsworth.
There are. You did a thing. Anyway.
Stay focused.
There are three Hemsworth brothers, as far as I know.
Yeah.
There are three of us. Let's work out which Hemsworth
we are. No, I don't want to do that. Because I know.
No, we're working it out. We're working it out right here and right now.
Are you just automatically giving yourself Chris?
No. Here's my theory, okay? Here's what I think. I think you're Chris Hemsworth because you're the biggest star. You're the one people care about. No one gives about the other two of us, right? But you are the one that's achieved the most in your career and you're the one with all the profile,
so the fight is between Liam and Luke.
Yeah.
Who is Liam and who is Luke?
So you're Luke Loggy because... because everyone loves you.
No.
And everyone...
No one knows Luke. He just runs in some surfing crowds.
I said Liam.
No, you said Luke.
I said Liam. You're Liam.
Oh, so you're giving Loggy Liam.
That's what I'm Luke Hemsworth. I'm the brother no one really knows and he's from Westworld. He's been in a couple of things.
Dude,
you see him around.
People come up to you.
Yeah, people come up to you
and
as well,
say,
mate.
No one comes up to me.
People
and I love
you.
It. Thank you. Thank you, my people.
So this is what I'm saying. Just let me get my logic out, right? So you're the big star, Chris Hemsworth, right?
No, I'm not going to go arguing. I love this.
Loggy.
Similar rigs.
Lift up your top. No, don't.
You're the one that's done a fair bit and has quite the profile and people love you, you know, particularly on socials and stuff. So you're Liam Hemsworth. I'm the one that people sort of, I guess they kind of know. kind of don't. So I'm saying I'm the Luke
Hemsworth. I think it's a fight between Liam and Luke, between me and you.
You know what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know what he's doing. He is opening, you're about to open up and say, give us a call. If you agree with it, he's expecting everyone to call and go, no,
yay!
Tom, you're our favourite. We love you.
No.
You are fishing.
You're the Chris Hemsworth.
Absolutely not.
You are going fishing.
Mate, if you, okay, everybody, if you call and say that I'm anyone but Luke, I will hang up on you straight away. But seriously, 52232955, sort us into Hemsworths. I want to know who the which Hemsworth is Loggy, which one is Lingy, and which one am I?
We know what he's doing. It's a big fishing expedition. Great, Jake, rather, from Port Arlington. What do you have to say on this one, mate? Can you sort us into Hemsworths?
No, I don't want to do that because I don't care about the Hemsworths in general.
Okay. Great.
I do have to say, why do you used to pick on Tom about going to the gym? Are you too jealous? And Lingy, why don't you go to the gym with him and see if you can keep up?
Oh,
yes.
Okay,
this is
a prize.
This is clearly a setup.
Tommy, you cannot text Jake before this segment and say, back me up, mate.
Jake is actually my mum throwing him.
No, it is not.
Thank you, Jake. You're a beautiful man.
Please think of Tom.
All right. No, I appreciate that. And that's all really valid points from Jake.
Sure it is. Tony from Corio, can you sort us into Hemsworths?
Oh, I certainly can.
Go on.
I'm gonna agree with Lingy there being Chris Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think he's definitely got some middle brother syndrome going on. Now, I'm going to disagree on the others, though.
Okay.
Personally, I think, Loggy, you should more be young Zoe Hemsworth.
Oh, okay.
There's another one, is there?
Social media, enjoys her music. I think that suits you a bit more.
Yeah, okay. Love it.
And, Tom, you've got to be the dad of the group. You've got to be Craig Hemsworth. with your social services and your counselling. You know that you've got a gift to everyone, so that's the way I'd be going.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I don't know if we invited the other members to the party. I think we were just going, brother.
Craig
Hemsworth.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.